1 Corinthians chapter 11 is where we find the scriptures regarding communion. And around here, we participate in communion once a month and go through these scriptures each time so that we might have a right heart understanding about what is communion, what's it for, and what's the Lord doing in us, to us, and through us. Now, we exercise an open table here. And what does that mean? That means if you've given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what's the most important prerequisite for communion. Not that you necessarily go here every week or are a member here, but that you are a member of the body of Christ by having surrendered your life to Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in what? In remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took a cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." Thank you, brother. Thank you, Dean. As we come before the Lord this morning, we're going to do this in remembrance of him with grateful thanksgiving. If there's anything between you and the Lord, take care of it before we participate. And we'll pause before the Lord for a few minutes. We don't look over at each other. We give people opportunity to make things right with the Lord. If there's anything that's in error between you or your brother here in this church, or any difficulty in relationship, I urge you to get it right prior to taking communion. A lot of people traditionally have taught and thought that if I have a problem with somebody who's not here, I better not take communion this morning. No, the object of the scripture and the heart of the Lord is that we would make our commitment to be right with him and then participate in communion. So I urge you to get it right with the Lord in your heart if they're not here. Then commit that you will take care of it on your first opportunity with that person after the service. Then enter into communion, because we want to participate in the presence of Jesus with his body and his blood broken for us. Amen? Amen. So let's take a couple of minutes quietly before the Lord to examine our own heart and make things right with one another if need be.